Hi, this is Ozzie Smith, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back coming to you live from Tournament de Pizza Places. Poppin'.
One of the greatest nicknames, though, the Wizard of Oz. Like in sports nicknames. Ozzie Smith, second shortstop for Cardinals, always did the backflip, running in and out of the dugout.
You don't know.
Legendary.
You don't know.
Legendary.
Ozzie Smith is. No.
God, how can you be a part of this show?
Yeah, I love you to death, dude.
Let me talk about baseball here.
No, I hate baseball.
Okay. Yeah. So you're going to ask me, I have no Ozzie Smith. Where did he play? 75?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's all Randy remembers.
Well, that's when I was bat boy for the Cardinals.
Sports Pass 85. You know.
Ozzie was the best, though.
Yeah.
One of the slickest fielding infielders. And yes, he would always start the new year off with his backflip.
Yeah.
And I vividly remember the home run to right field. Ozzie Smith, who walks and gets singles, homers in the World Series. Good stuff. And then I was just going to tell Pele. Pele did play I believe it was 1975 for the Cosmos.
Yeah. See, 10 years after before my birth is
doesn't
my cutoff. It's not that it doesn't count. It's just my cutoff of knowledge, which I think is pretty good. Most people don't know anything up until they're 10, 12 years old. So I did my history 10 years past.
All right. Well, I can go with it.
Okay, so in sports news, Shannon Sharpe and Skip Bayless got into a riff. And Skip Bayless does what he always does. He's a provocateur. He likes to push buttons.
So he's the Matt.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right? And Shannon gets really upset. So you're like Shannon.
That's me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He got really upset and lost his cool. And he was kind of getting poked fun of on TV by his other co-hosts.
When did you believe that he lost his cool? Was it when he took his glasses off?
Yeah, because he always yells. But like when he took his glasses off, this isn't the first time Skip has said something about him being jealous of Tom Brady. Whenever he talks about Tom Brady, he says, hey, Tom isn't playing well. Skip just says, you're jealous of him. Shannon's like, I won 3 Super Bowls. Why am I jealous of who? Right? And so Shannon says, you're taking personal shots to defend your guy. I won 3 Super Bowls. I'm in the Hall of Fame. I'm not jealous of anybody. Basically is what he said. The reason why I think it's not, because people are like, it's staged, right? And I think you think that too. The reason why I say it's not is because probably about 10 years ago, Skip Bayless was on the show with Jalen Rose, the basketball player. And he tried to do the same thing to Jalen Rose. Jalen was talking about something about shooting guards and like, hey, like just because you're a power forward doesn't mean you're strong. And then Skip goes, Jalen, what were you? Kind of like picking a bro, like, right. What were you? Like, you weren't that good of a player. He says, Skip, didn't you play junior varsity as a junior? And Skip was like, yeah, I did. He said, didn't you play, weren't your senior year? Didn't you average 1.2 points and come off the bench as a senior? And he was like, yeah, because, okay, so don't talk about me and what I do.
Well, when I said, do you think it was staged? No, I don't think it's staged, but I think it's just like, you know, Donkey over here.
Yes.
You know, none of what we do is staged. I mean, we don't talk. We don't do any of that stuff before the show. Mm-hmm. But when he instigates and he does the stupid crap that he does, it's the same as what Skip Bayless does.
100%.
And I don't watch Skip, you know, so I don't really know much about it. I'm going to disagree in this point. You could be in the Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
You can still be jealous of somebody that is allegedly, arguably, whatever word you want to use, better, even though it's two different positions. You can still be jealous.
I just don't. Maybe just because it's me, I just don't see that point. Because, like, I don't – to accomplish what he's accomplished and to get as far as you hit the pinnacle in everything, what do I have to be jealous about?
Somebody that's hit more. Somebody that's
– Okay, so it's like okay,
– more loved and
no,
more
– Right.
So, okay, I'll say it like this. So it's like, okay, so you have – $1 billion, and this guy has $100 billion. What
yes,
more?
They're jealous.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
What are you jealous for? Because
the yacht's bigger, the experiences are different.
No, it's not.
The status is
higher. I'll tell you right now. When you get to that kind of money, there's nothing you can do more than I can do. Maybe you can do something bigger. You can rent out the whole building where I can rent out 10 floors. Like, what? There's no difference anymore.
Your guy, Israel, the former middleweight champion, his comment was, just remember, I can do what you do. You can't do what I do.
Yeah.
So the $100 billion guy
for sure
can do what the billion guy can do.
100 times.
But the $1 billion guy can't do what the $100 billion guy can do.
I disagree.
Plus Brady's like the America's, you know, favorite. He's like the golden child. Like, it's like the Cowboys being America's team, the Yankees being America's
team.
So
from that perspective, everyone ever adjusts Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I don't think that makes sense, personally. I don't think it makes sense.
I mean, and now
I think that every football player who ever played the game is jealous of Tom Brady is craziness.
I've been called worse.
Yeah. No, I think that's crazy. There's no way. I don't think there's somebody might be.
And jealous may not be the right word, and not every NFL player or every athlete may not be right. But yeah, I think people are like, you know, when, in your own mind as you're ranking or whatever.
We don't play the same position.
No, I understand that.
I can't even play till 45. It's not possible. You don't have 40-year-old tight ends running around there. It's not going to happen. It's never going to happen.
Right? I think after this year, you're not going to have 40-year-old quarterbacks either.
I think you still will.
They're going to see this and say, no, I'm out.
You know why I think you still will? Because you can't hit the quarterbacks anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
true. Did you see that roughing the passer against the Chargers?
No.
This dude, literally, Jalen Phillips, comes off the edge, beats the tackle, sacks the guy, rolls off him during the sack, gets up, celebrating. 10 seconds later, they're like, roughing the passer. And I'm just like, how? Like, it's getting so soft, and I understand why they're doing it, but it's kind of crazy.
It's not enjoyable to watch.
Yeah.
No,
it's ruining the gameplay. It is.
Sure. Because everybody watching is like, that's ridiculous.
Right.
You know, so they need to fix that. But they won't, because they want to protect the quarterback. So
who's right, who's wrong in the Skip-Shannon thing?
I think Skip does what he always does. I think Shannon should have done a better job keeping his cool and found a way to go back at Skip. If you feel shaded or slighted, slight Skip back.
Or just slap him upside the head. You can do that power slap.
No, you can't do that. He'll lose his job.
but Shannon does his thing to be like the you know, knock off Stephen A. Smith. I mean, his act is like
so different.
His passion of acting it out is so awkward to watch. It's fake. It's manufactured.
I think it's nothing like Stephen.
No, Smith. It's not real.
If you know Shannon Sharpe in his career.
You know him in real life. He's a very mellow dude. He's a very chill guy.
Yeah.
I met him. He's not the guy on TV. The guy on TV is just an act. It's a character. So that's what they play, that back and forth.
But when he's on camera, that's how he always is on camera.
Right. That's his role.
His whole career.
That's his role.
Yeah.
But just like the role I play on this show, it's not the same guy I'm at home or the same guy I'm in the restaurant.
Which is a bigger ass, the one that's on the show or the one that's at home?
Oh, obviously here.
Well, not obviously.
That's my job.
Not obviously.
I have one job, is to make you upset every show.
And you typically do such a good job of it. You definitely do a good job. All right, let's go hit a break. When we come back, we're going to head out to the left coast. A brand new bobblehead was just released.
Yes, it was.
Dave Manley from MMA Bobblehead when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Bobby Higginson from the Detroit Tigers, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Looking for the perfect holiday gift? Randy Harris here, and once you check out the vinyl image, your search will be over. This is the gift. Perfect for the man cave, she shed, kids' room or garage. Get your favorite band, animal, sport, military, or custom your own record design. I already put my order in, and so should you. Vinyl records are back. Tune in to Knockout Radio for details on how to win a gift certificate to thevinylimage.com.
Tour de Pizza is back as Tournament Day Pizza, located at 170 47th Avenue Northeast in St. Petersburg. Located inside the Racquet Club of St. Pete, we've proudly been serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the last 15 years and running. Tour de Pizza, full menu, full liquor bar, same great pizza. Tour de Pizza, visit us online at tourdepizza.com. And remember, a slice a day keeps the doctor away. Tour de Pizza, it's where winners eat.
Skunk Ape Electronics is just amazing. Get connected through music with Skunk Ape Electronics. Custom boomboxes, veteran-owned and operated, and American-made. Go to skunkapeelectronics.com and change the way you listen to music. Get 10% off your first purchase when you sign up for our newsletter. Stop by any Knockout Radio broadcast and check out what they use from Skunk Ape Electronics. Amazing. Just amazing.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Ladies and gentlemen, fighting out of the Christmas corner, MMA bobbleheads from MMABobblehead.com.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Chad Johnson, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
And we're back. This is Knockout Radio coming to you live from Tournament Day Pizza. And when was that liner made, Randy? Like Chad Johnson. Was it 1975? Because he's still went by Chad Johnson.
I was worried about the Bruce Buffer announcement with the Christmas music. I was like, what is going on?
Well, the good thing is that usually it's my job to make Randy upset during the course of a show. Yeah. But Dave Manley will absolutely make Randy upset when he called me the Naked Pizza Man.
I almost didn't invite him back on.
And so my job—that's
true.
My job is done for the day. I don't even have to get Randy riled up. And speaking of the World Cup, where are we at? 1-0 still?
1-0, 54th minute.
Did you see that bicycle kick that barely missed?
Morocco's pushing right now. Mbappe's limping around because he got injured. It's getting exciting.
The France goalie. Looks like he had a Morse door garage door on the cover of the goalpost because nothing's getting in that.
He's about 6'7". He's a big dude, so he can cover that post really well.
I think they should shorten the nets.
Well, speaking of shorten,
like hockey.
But speaking of shorten,
hey, by the way, real quick, before I'm going to forget.
No.
I'm going to forget.
I got to do it.
No. I want to thank the Tampa Bay Lightning for my free Chick-fil-A sandwich today.
Hateful chicken is always.
Hey, good. I don't care. Free chicken's better.
But speaking of shorten. France and Morocco are playing right now, but yesterday
this is
going to
really blow up soccer in the world.
It's going to put it on the map for sure. But the team today will get one less rest day. They both play on Sunday, so how come they didn't play both these matches yesterday? Why didn't they put both of the semifinal games on the same day?
They want all the fans.
I get it for the TV viewership and the fans.
And Argentina advanced last week when they played before France did, so they can both play on the same
one
day.
Extra rest day is huge.
All right, you've already laid the whole groundwork that I'm going to get really upset in about 30 seconds.
Okay.
Yes. So let's play the entrance spot.
Ladies and gentlemen,
that's the cue to play.
Out of the Christmas corner, MMA bobbleheads from MMA. Bobblehead.com.
Let's welcome back to the program. Let's see how long it takes. Dave Manley. Dave, how are you?
Naked Pizza Man, Randy.
Yeah. That was...
They're both in cahoots.
That's my guy. Dave Manley.
They're both in cahoots.
Welcome back to the show, Dave.
Oh, thanks, guys. Listen, when you just played that commercial, it just brought back so many memories. Bruce said that he would do a little Christmas commercial for me, and he was just going to hold up a couple ornaments or whatever. And I said, I was walking in the mall, and I saw there was like a shop that sold ugly Christmas sweaters or whatever, and they sold ugly Christmas suits. So I texted Bruce. I said, hey, if I bought this suit, would you wear it? He's like, oh, absolutely. So if you go to my IG, you'll see Bruce in his ugly Christmas suit, and then we filmed a little commercial. Afterwards, he says, hey, can I keep the suit?
Has he worn it in the octagon yet?
Yeah, that would be wonderful. That would be so great.
We need to ask him about that. You know, if he's not going to do an 860 or a 1240 or whatever, let's have him at least wear the suit.
Yeah, the ugly Christmas suit. How you guys been?
Good day. We talked to Bruce on air, and he collects his suit jackets. Like, he gets them all custom made for all the events. He's a collector of designs and wild patterns, and so he probably has that suit that you got him hanging in his collection in his closet.
Well, I'm sure of that. So a big announcement was made last week.
a big announcement was made. I came out with my 17th bobblehead. I met Uriah Faber at Dana White's Contender Series. He had a couple fighters in there. Mark Malott was one of his fighters, went on to have a great performance in the UFC after. After Mark Malott won, I walked up to Uriah and said, "Hey, Uriah, you don't know me." I had my phone ready with all the artwork ready, and I showed him, "Hey, I make these out of UFC athletes. I'd love to make one out of you." And he's like, "Hell yeah, let's do it. That looks awesome." And so it took about a little over a year, and we just released it last Wednesday, and I couldn't be happier with it.
Dave, let me ask you this, because I mentioned it in the first hour, and I said I probably get my good friend Dave Manley very upset at me. Does it hurt the brand when I call them figurines?
No, Randy, I went on this like little endeavor thinking that I never thought that I was going to make bobbleheads. That was not my intention. My intention was to make figurines, nice figurines. But as I was thinking of the name for the company and kind of envisioning in my mind what they would look like and all that stuff, I just thought, you know, MMA figurines doesn't really ring, doesn't flow off the tongue. I don't know if the MMA fan would really dig like a quote-unquote figurine. So I thought to myself, why don't I just make the head bobble a little bit and call them bobbleheads, because bobbleheads are already interwoven in the fiber of us as sports fans. So it's easier to, you know, sell and get it over than quote-unquote figurine.
I want to go back. You know, I'm real slow. I'm old and real slow. I want to go back. You just made a comment that you went up to Uriah, showed him some artwork, and it's been over a year that you've been working on that.
Yes, yeah. So once the athlete says yes to that, so I considered Uriah a yes as soon as he actually said the words yes.
Yes, now, yeah, well, typically, Dave, when people say yes, that's a real good start.
No, that's not in my case, Randy, that's for sure. Well, yes, it's a good start, but yes doesn't mean yes some of the time. Some of the time, right. Yes does not mean yes. Some of these athletes will say yes, and then all of a sudden I get a phone call from a lawyer. I get a phone call from a manager. I get a phone call from someone else that's not the athlete who said yes, and now money comes into play, and a lot of money will come into play, and money that will never exist in my world as far as selling these. And then the deal goes south. You know, there's several athletes that I'm thinking about right now that absolutely love the artwork that I did with them. They love the concept, and they love the branding, and they love the bobblehead period, the whole idea. But they don't love the money. And so guess what? Doesn't get done.
Sure.
And therein lies the frustration. You know, I have to kind of walk through fire sometimes to get these guys to really say yes and sign on the dotted line, because you know what I offer these guys is it's not a lot of money, because there's not a lot of money to be made in these things, but it's fair, and you know we do the math together, and they can see what the revenue comes in, what they're getting and what I'm getting and all this stuff. And I don't get paid, Randy. I mean, I've been doing this for years now, and I don't pay myself. I do this for the love of the sport and the love of the athlete, and guess what? I don't mind. I'm glad that I can cut these guys a check and make something beautiful out of these athletes. It's my pleasure. But, you know, sometimes we just can't meet with a number that is just impossible and unattainable.
How difficult, and you know, we talk about this all the time, and I know what you just said is 100% true. I know that. How difficult is it to weigh the status of the athlete to the dollar that they want?
Well, it's difficult, Randy, because, you know, on the flip side of the coin, I have other athletes that contact me that would love to do it. And they're an automatic yes, and they're reaching out to me. When can I get mine? I would love to do it. But in my head, I'm thinking, A, I would love to make one of you former champion or former contender from 5 years ago, whatever. I know all about your career, but you know, this is a business at the end of the day, and you know, I'm already not paying myself. I don't want to, you know, pay a lot of money to make a bobblehead and for it to only sit on my shelves. So it's tough. You know, I have to weigh the popularity of the fighter and you know, and their enthusiasm for making it as well, because that weighs a lot for me, Randy. If I have an athlete that really loves it, that's like, yes, like say Dustin Poirier, for example, he loved it. Derek Lewis, he loved it. Jorge Masvidal loved it. And they were along every step of the road, very proactive, very involved with the look and the feel of the design. That means a lot to me because when it's released, that means that, you know, they're going to help me out and give me a push and give me some promotion and marketing.
Right, that they're going to stand behind it. All right, anybody that listens to this show knows I don't pre-do anything. Matt and I don't talk before the show. I don't even see Caleb until he walks through the door. You know, we don't set anything up. You don't know what I'm about to ask you. And I'm just curious, so I hope I'm not opening up a can of worms or throwing you under, you know, the semi. Any talks with Cain Velasquez and the Velasquez family in something that, that can help, you know, where people are trying to donate to his foundation or fund, you know, for his legal, this may be a beautiful way to do that.
I was, when I was making the Daniel Cormier, I asked Daniel if he can get me in touch with Cain. This was 2 years ago, plus. He said yes, and the next time I met Daniel, I had some artwork, and it was of Cain, and it was him holding the Mexican flag, a beautiful piece. And he showed it to Cain, texted it, and Cain was interested, and maybe a few months went by, and then the incident happened. And, you know, we were kind of getting the ball rolling. And, you know, when the incident happened, I continued to make it a prototype of it just, you know, out of the honor of not finishing it for Cain or whatever. So I ended up making it a one prototype, and I've reached out several times, haven't heard from him, but I would love to do it because I'm already 80% done with the artwork. And now it's almost like a plug and play if he were to say yes, and I'd be happy to donate to his family, you know, for the legal fees.
And Dave, along the same lines, the sport lost their beloved Anthony Rumble Johnson to cancer. Any talks with his family and estate about maybe doing one for a donation or charity to cancer funds or awareness?
We're sure that you have your own list, Dave. We're trying to implement some of our own.
I love the idea. I actually met with Rumble Johnson early on when I first started doing this, and he wasn't interested at the time, and, you know, I kind of moved on. But, yes, I am all for that kind of stuff, Naked Pizza. I mean, you know, I would love to donate to cancer. I lost my father to cancer. But, yeah, for sure.
And I would like to still get my figurine at some point.
Then Dave will never be back on the show. No, it's bad enough he calls you that.
But let me tell you this, like Caleb, and I know you just joined the show recently, but Dave created these Christmas ornaments. They're miniature figurines, mm-hmm. and they're Christmas ornaments. And so when I had my Mercedes, I had the Derek Brunson
Or Derek Lewis.
Derek Lewis, sorry, Derek Lewis. I had the Derek Lewis ornament hanging from my rearview mirror, and I'll tell you what, nobody broke into my car.
He thinks it kept people away from the car.
Nobody wants to mess with a car when you have Derek Lewis protecting it.
Dave, let's go back and talk about the Uriah bobblehead that you just announced. Draw us a picture. Obviously, it's radio, so we don't see anything. But draw us the picture, us here in the studio and people that are listening. What does the Uriah Faber look like? Corn rolls and all.
Yeah, so, you know, what I pride myself on, Randy, on making these bobbleheads is that they're not generic bobbleheads with the generic pose, holding a ball or bat or whatever interchangeable thing that there has. That they have poses that are unique to the fighter. Uriah didn't really have something that stuck out to me, so I really wanted to concentrate on his hair and really make his hair stand out. And I think I did a pretty good job with that. And his hair it came out really great. But Uriah is a really great guy. I just want to tell this quick story about Uriah. We did the signing last week at Team Alpha Male in Sacramento. He invited me to the private practice with the pros. That's closed to the public, and, you know, of course I went and watched all the pros compete with each other sparring, and it was pretty heavy sparring. They're going, you know, 80% or whatever, and towards the end of the sparring, about four Dagestani Russian guys walk through the door to the mat, unannounced, uninvited, right off the street. And if you were to, you know, look at these guys and ask me what they did, you know, you would say, they're Russian wrestlers, you know, they right out of Central Casting. So anyway, they came and they wanted to wrestle with some of the pros. Uriah said, hey, who wants to wrestle with these Dagestani wrestlers, you know, after practice? And it's, they're all circled up. All Uriah's team alpha males were circled up. And no one really wanted to do it. No one raised their hands. And then so Uriah said, you know what, screw it. I'll do it. And so Uriah, they cleared the mat, and they kind of like made a circle, like almost like a dance circle or something. And Uriah and this Dagestani wrestler just started going at it. Like, they're going like 100%. It was awesome to watch. I was 3 feet away from them, and no one else wanted to do it. Uriah ended up hurting his foot, getting, and, you know, kind of hurting bad enough to stop. And I was just like, wow, this Uriah Faber at 43 years old still has it. He's still awesome, and he still will step up. He's hurt. He's making these hurt faces, limping around. And then you know what else that he does right after? He grabs a mop bucket and a mop, and he starts mopping his own mat. It was unbelievable to me. This guy's work ethic and just the guy who he is awesome. What you see on TV is what you get in real life, and that's like just a true, hardworking, blue-collar, great athlete.
100%. And I'm going to tell you a real quick Uriah story as well. Uriah came into town. He honored our gym, David Vieira's gym back in the day in Pinellas Park. He went out there. He was kind of messing around, rolling around. And this guy comes up to me and he says, Randy, I just drove 4.5 hours. I want to roll with Uriah Faber. And I looked at him like, it doesn't work that way. You know, I feel bad that you drove all this way, but, you know, I mean, I'll go up to Uriah, but it doesn't work like that. So I go up to Uriah and I tell him, he goes, yeah, I'll roll with him. I go, really? He goes, yeah, I think I can handle myself. I'll roll with him. So I go back over to the guy and I say, all right, Uriah said you're in. Go get ready. So he goes into the bathroom or the locker room or whatever. He changes. He comes out on the mat. They roll for about 5 seconds, and the guy runs into the bathroom and throws up. You know, the excitement and the thrill and the nerves and all that. So then he walks out, and Uriah goes, so what are we doing? Where are you going? Get on the mat. Let's roll. And they rolled around, and yeah, so that story does not surprise me about Uriah Faber, that's for sure. Before we run out of time, Dave, where can people, you know, purchase, you know, where can they get your newsletter? How do they follow you on IG?
Yeah, okay, so everything is MMA Bobblehead, the IG handle and the website's MMABobblehead.com. About 2 months ago, I started doing a newsletter, a weekly newsletter, in which I break down three of the fights on the card that are most interesting to me, and I give my picks, and it's really kind of a cool follow if you want to hop on the newsletter at MMABobblehead.com. But you could see everything there, the Christmas ornaments and the bobbleheads and other, you know, merchandise that you can, you know, check out. It's awesome, and you know you're buying from a small business, from a hardcore fan just like yourself.
Awesome. Before I let you go, if you were able to make a figurine/bobblehead of Tom Brady or Shannon Sharp, which would you make?
Tom Brady all day.
Okay. All day. I just needed to know.
The GOAT.
What kind of question is
that? The GOAT. I just needed to know.
All day.
Dave, thank you very much for your time. Oh, God. I'm sorry. You got something else?
I'm disappointed in that question.
Yeah, me too.
Why are you disappointed in it?
Me too.
Because it should be more like Tom Brady or Jesus.
Yeah, but Randy's Jewish. He doesn't even recognize Jewish.
Let me put you out on the limb. If you had a choice of making Jesus or Tom Brady, would it still be Tom Brady?
Of course.
You're awesome. I almost don't mind that you called the idiot over here the naked pizza guy after you sticking up for Tom Brady.
He's always the naked pizza man.
Always.
Dave, thank you very much. Let's talk again real soon.
Okay. Happy holidays, guys.
Same to you. That is Dave Manley, MMA bobblehead. Awesome figurines, awesome bobbleheads, awesome ornaments for your tree or your rear view mirror or anything.
Anti-theft device is what I call it.
It definitely works. All right. We will talk about this weekend's UFC, but when we return, I guess it's gift giving time.
Oh, yeah.
So I do have a couple things.
Do we have to sit on your lap again?
Have you seen that?
You haven't been here during Christmas.
Yeah.
It's a tradition.
Have you seen
a rocking chair here?
Have you seen the Wendy's commercial where the guy is sitting out there and they all think it's Santa Claus?
No.
And they said, I think that's him. And he goes, I'm not sure. Let me go out and see. And he walks over and he goes, let me sit down. And he sits on the guy's lap.
That should be illegal somewhere.
Well, it's probably illegal everywhere. All right. So when we return, like I said, I got a couple things I want to give you guys for all of your hard work. on Knockout Radio. We'll do that. No, not you. Matter of fact, I need Steve to take over your headset so that he can get his gift. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Stapson. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Uriah Faber, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Ladies and gentlemen, fighting out of the Christmas corner, MMA bobbleheads from MMABobblehead.com.
Tour de Pizza is back as Tournament Day Pizza, located at 170 47th Avenue Northeast in St. Petersburg. Located inside the Racquet Club of St. Pete, we've proudly been serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the last 15 years and running. Tour de Pizza, full menu, full liquor bar, same great pizza, Tour de Pizza. Visit us online at tourdepizza.com. Now remember, a slice a day keeps the doctor away. Tour de Pizza, it's where winners eat.
It's ReliaQuest Bowl 2023, and it's going to be big. Watch the Mississippi State Bulldogs passing leader Will Rogers take on the Illinois Fighting Illini's Chase Brown, the nation's second leading rusher. It's SEC versus Big Ten. Be there. The battle kicks off noon Monday, January 2, Raymond James Stadium. Do not miss it. Tickets at Ticketmaster.
You don't need to be in the military to take advantage of Military Case Surplus, where you can buy pre-owned storage cases up to 80% off. Most cases are waterproof, airtight, and in excellent used condition at unbeatable prices. Military Case Surplus is located at 8989 Ulmerton Road, Suite B, in Largo. If you need it, they should have it. Call 727-276-8716 or come see them. We all need storage, and Military Case Surplus can save you a lot of money. And they're cool as well. Check them out on Facebook at Military Case Surplus.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring. Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around. And they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Jorge Gamebred Masvidal, the baddest motherfucker and the fighter of the year, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
That's Jorge Masvidal.
Street Jesus.
He's got a bobblehead.
Game bread.
He's got Street a figurine. Jesus.
He's not a Jewish guy.
He's got a bare knuckle organization.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So he's out of the UFC now?
No. He's still fighting. He's not fighting bare knuckle. He has a bare knuckle organization.
He has an organization.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense. He came from that.
Yeah. You know, and I think they had a fight in Orlando the Friday before the UFC.
Wow. Good
you player. Know, that we all went up there. All right. So the other day, about a week ago or so, maybe, 2 weeks ago, they had that big thing downtown St. Pete called Shopapalooza.
Okay.
So I jumped on my battery-operated car. I'm not walking it. And I rode around there a couple times. I found one booth that made me stop. This is the coolest thing I have seen in a long, long time. They're called The Vinyl Image.
Okay.
And it's a play. It's not really a play on records, but this is for you there, Matthew.
Oh, nice.
Open that bad boy up and describe it.
All right.
Do. This is from, you can hook them up.
Oh, nice.
At The Vinyl Image.
Oh, so it's a vintage record that's got the Tour de Pizza logo. That is amazing. It's awesome, Randy.
They have anything and everything. Wait. Now, somebody that's sitting at the table didn't get back to me.
Okay.
Because I kept trying to get somebody's logo. I don't know who that would be.
Uh-oh. That'd be you.
Oh. And we'll still work on that. I still got something cool for you. Okay. Where do you see this card? I love this card. This is for Now, you got one, Matt, because you're the co-host.
I'll hold this for you while you open yours.
Now, Steve gets two because he's the producer. Driver. No, he's the producer and the right-hand man. That's what he likes to be known as.
I have two titles.
So you have two titles. So
that's pretty
kick
sweet.
Ass. They make that. It's
dude, look at that.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome.
They look like albums. It is from an album.
Yeah,
you see really Mickey nice. In there? They went to great pains
that's
to
a brilliant idea.
It's awesome.
It's a brilliant idea.
Well, there's another one in there.
Another one.
Hence when I said two.
Two.
He went to Northeast High, so
yeah,
that's take this back.
They don't have counting there.
So the Scorpions is one. This makes really bad radio.
I mean, this is tough.
What, to pull something out of a bag?
Open a bag, yeah.
Maybe the vinyl people can make a logo for.
Born to lose, but live to win.
How about that? That's old Lemmy.
That's sweet.
So I felt bad that I didn't have Caleb's logo. So I need to get it.
France scores.
So and until that's we get the your logo to get that from.
I love it. Double sided.
Thank you.
I want you to read what's in. Read the card.
It says,
if you can read this, that'll be impressive.
Sorpresas, luces, roscas y dulces, para que todo está listo para celebrar.
Okay,
but I knew he wasn't Nigerian.
Read what I wrote.
I knew.
Caleb, since I could, your handwriting, you write like a doctor.
Oh, you want to fight? I fight doctors.
Since I could not find a card I liked, I bought one I could not read. That's good. That's good.
So the thing that I like, best is food.
Oh, wow.
So
awesome.
A gift certificate for you guys to go get an appetizer.
Heck yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Sure thing. And then we're going to have one of the albums made with
Lady
your logo as well.
So.
Are these Christmas gifts?
These are Christmas gifts.
That's awesome.
Holiday gifts.
Thank you, Ray. Nah, you said Christmas. It's too late.
It's kind of like when David Beckham calls it soccer. In that commercial, it's football, and then he calls it soccer.
Miami FC, Miami Football Club.
Yep. But, I ran across this company at Shopapalooza, and then I saw him again on Sunday. The vinyl image, we're going to give away gift certificates. And if you go to their website, it's all sorts of logos. They can make your own logo. I don't want to say it in case Kelly's listening, but I put together an ass kick. They put together an ass kicking one for Kelly.
It's awesome.
Maybe then we'll get invited to go fishing.
Sweet.
You get invited, you just can't go. You don't like to be out till 3 a.m.
No, that's true.
Too long.
I'm probably waking up from bed at around 3.
Yeah, we go to bed like at 5 when we go out.
I think I've had my third tinkle, and then it's 3 or 4.
Fourth Diet Coke.
I always drink a Diet Coke before I... Well, see, and my son told me the Diet Coke, it's very little caffeine in it. I thought it had a ton. It doesn't.
Caffeine still.
There's caffeine in it, but not to the point. So, did you pull up? Did you do anything today? Did you pull up this weekend's fights?
No.
Because I want to see you pronounce some of these names.
Well, he couldn't read the card. I mean,
he did. How would we know?
It was in Nigerian.
I did a phenomenal job reading that card.
Well, how would we know? So, you did a great job. We don't know. When I couldn't find what I was looking for, I go, this will be really funny. I have no idea what it says. So somebody says, what did the card say? I go, I don't know.
It says something about celebrating. That's what.
Okay. All right.
So,
that works.
We got a UFC fight night taking place at the Apex in Vegas.
Final card of the year.
Saturday, December 17th.
We need to get you, Caleb, to the Apex.
Yeah. I need to go to the Apex.
You need to get you out there.
It's tough to get in, I heard.
It's an experience. It's cool.
You just got to know somebody.
I think I know a guy.
All the jerseys on the wall from all the seasons of all the Ultimate Fighter. Yeah. It's amazing. It's just that whole hallway is awesome.
The whole facility. Yeah. We did the show... last Wednesday from a special room, all production in there. They have a whole row of production rooms. And so I walk in there and somebody goes, be real quiet because somebody's doing a show across from us. And then I looked and saw it was Dean Thomas.
Nice. Or Den.
It's not Den.
I call him Den.
So I'm looking at this card right now and I don't understand what's so hard about saying these names.
Yeah. I mean, Jarek Cannonier.
Sean Strickland. Come on.
Yeah. That's tough.
Like Alex Caceres. Julian Arosa.
You just skipped over that.
Yeah, you like that.
Why are you looking at the list? Will you put your phone down? You can't take tests and take your phone into tests. Put the phone down.
I don't know what I'm talking about my head.
Okay, so the lightweight co-main event is Armin
Sarukian. The T is silent, so Sarukian.
Tis the season.
Damir Ismagulov. Alessandro Costa. Amir Albazi. Alex Caceres. Julian LaRosa. Drew Dober. Bobby Green. Cody Brendage. Look at this one.
Good luck. Can you buy a vowel, Vanna? Hey, Vanna, can I get a U? Go ahead.
Michael. Oof. Oleksuzik. Oleksuzik is how I would say it. I'm probably butchering that one. That was a tough one. The next one was canceled. Albert Duraev.
Canceled as well.
Yeah. Yeah, so that was, yeah, that's it.
That's the same guy.
Yeah, that was the only tough one.
Not bad.
That was a tough one. I think they did a bad job.
Did pretty good. It's like last week, Jimmy Denning lived in South Africa, so he actually could pronounce the South African fighter's name and did it perfectly.
Oh, of course he did.
Duplessis?
So. Yeah. Oh,
yeah. What's so tough about that?
It's good you're from Nigeria. That's common for you. It's like Smith over here.
It's just language.
Words are hard.
When I know people, they see my last name, my middle name, and they think my first name is something exotic. So I've skirted like Salib, Kalib. I'm like, dude, it's just Caleb. Say Caleb, like Salib? I'm just like, no.
Salib's a cool, you should go with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we may have to run
Salib,
with that.
Yeah, no, Salib.
No, we're not doing that. No.
Salib's a great name for you.
I like Caleb. It's biblical. Sorry, Randy.
I wouldn't know.
he won't celebrate it anyway.
Well, I would for Caleb.
So how does Not Hanukkah Matthew. Work exactly? Not what, do you, Matthew. What do you guys do during Hanukkah?
What?
Was it like 8 days?
You know, I don't remember if it was my sister or my daughter put this up. To give you a better idea, and this really is pretty cool, on what Hanukkah is. And Hanukkah is, you know, they only had a little bit of oil. You know, they were in a fight. And this oil lasted 8 nights. I don't remember if it was my sister or my daughter said, take your cell phone and see if your cell phone will last 8 days.
You know where that comes from, right?
The cell phone or the oil?
No, the oil, the Bible.
Okay.
I'm just saying. I think we're on the same team here.
You think oil is only in the Bible?
No, I think that story.
I think it's in my car.
The story of Hanukkah comes from the Bible.
Okay, what about the Maccabees? You know, I found out as an adult that the Maccabees don't even exist.
Who's the Maccabees?
Yeah.
The Maccabees are like Santa Claus. You're Santa Claus. So us growing up, I didn't know that like my parents make crap up. You know, so then when my kids were young, I used to tell them the Maccabees brought the gifts and I'd run out the back and I'd slam the door, you know, like the Maccabees were leaving. And then I later found out that that's just another made up story. They don't have the big sack of packages on.
My parents was real. So that was never part of my childhood. As soon as I started anything about Santa, they're like, no, this is about Jesus, and we buy your gifts. There is no Santa Claus. Like, this is just a holiday. But it's about,
we should add a disclaimer. Jesus. The views and thoughts on this program have no reflection of Knockout Radio.
Or the affiliates Santa Claus.
Of ruining kids for Christmas.
Sorry to all the kids watching, if they are.
I read somewhere where, like, a kid said to his parents, I don't understand. How does Santa and Mommy and Daddy have the same wrapping paper?
Oh, that's funny.
So, since you're not going to be here next week, no. You know, what are you
going to
do?
Going to the islands. I'm going down south.
Wow.
Get away from this cold front.
Wow. Don't take a passport, and then maybe they'll keep
Florida cold front of 60 degrees.
Yeah.
I got to get away from this madness. So I got a cold front's coming in tomorrow.
What islands? Turks and Caicos, the Bahamas,
Dominican Republic, the DR.
That's the good islands.
Going to the DR, then we're going over to the Bahamas and a little family vacay.
Love that.
And take the family. Hopefully, you know, because we're going to be back on the 23rd. So my wife's goal or hope is that the ship is decorated in Christmas theme. Sorry, Randy. That's going to be very festive and magical. And the kids are going to have an amazing Christmas.
Why do you say sorry?
We don't know what you guys believe. Like, yeah. I don't know.
I don't know what I believe.
Yeah, we don't really know if like the Jewish people are supportive of Christmas.
Well, obviously not.
Because you guys don't even claim Jesus as your guy.
I know plenty of Jewish people that celebrate Christmas. I know plenty of people who are Muslim that celebrate Christmas.
We celebrated Christmas.
Yeah. Everybody likes to get gifts.
Well, and that's what it was. You know, and my parents didn't want us to feel like, you know, we were left out.
Exactly.
You know, so we got the best of both worlds.
Yeah.
We got the 8 nights and we got
it's a holiday.
The
tree.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah.
Well, here's what I do have a problem with. And, you know, everybody thinks I'm Scrooge, and I have a Scrooge shirt that I'm going to wear this weekend when we celebrate whatever, when my daughter comes to town. Yeah, I'm all right. It's a resting Grinch face. That's the shirt that I have.
Resting Randy face. Speaking
of shirts, are you giving out more gifts back then?
Yeah, I do. I just have a problem that you need a holiday to give a gift.
Yeah.
You know, so my wife thinks I'm this, you know, Debbie Downer. It's like, if you want a gift, we'll get it here. We don't need to wait till December 18th or whatever day Christmas is.
No, we did. We already gave our
We already gave
our daughters the Christmas gift. We got them iPads. And like they, you know, they didn't want to wait till Christmas. And we were like,
can I be one of your kids too?
Yeah. No, true story. True story.
First, let me just ask, which one breaks it first?
I don't know. Like, I don't know. But I can remember I had a chef once, and he had this really big iPad. He got it from like a pawn shop. This is back 10 years ago. It was a big, huge thing. He would run around the restaurant, pretend like he's doing inventory, and he was like had apps downloaded. And he was like the king of the castle. You know who I'm talking about, but I won't say his name on air. And then my daughter was 6 months old. And as a gift, my sister-in-law bought my daughter an iPad mini.
Yeah.
And it was like $400. And it sat in her cradle when she sat on the floor at the pizza shop. And so my chef came in. He's like, what is that? I'm like, what? He's like, is that an iPad? I was like, yeah, it's an iPad mini. Like, yeah. He's like, that's BS, man. I work here full time. I can't afford an iPad mini. He's like, I quit. And he walked out. And that was the end of his employment. He was so jealous, like the Tom Brady, Shannon Sharp thing. He couldn't handle that my 6 month old daughter had an iPad mini. And all I did was preload it with videos so it distracted her, like Baby Einstein or what have you. So I didn't have to, like, you know, that's be hilarious. A father.
Let's bring it sports wise. NFL this weekend. And the Cincinnati Bengals come to town.
Yeah.
And
Randy's favorite team.
No, the Cincinnati Bengals are not my favorite team. One of my closest friends, one of our closest friends, play for the Cincinnati Bengals. So I responded on Facebook that it's kind of a dilemma, you know, to me.
Oh, yeah. I was like,
the team that I cover.
It's a dilemma for me.
Well, me either. Because I really, if I was doing the player show, maybe I'd think a little, you know, different. But, you know, the team that you cover, you don't have to like.
Yeah.
You know, I remember being, you know, in the bowels getting ready to run out on the field, you know, after the game and when we could do interviews right after. And there was two people that covered the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on a regular basis who were blatant Philadelphia Eagle fans. And I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah, me either.
I just don't like when people say it. You know, just you don't need to let – you're there cover, and that's your job.
Yes.
You know, to say I'm a – like I hate – that they're Bucs fans.
Yeah.
They shouldn't be Bucs fans.
Yeah.
It should be neutral.
Yeah.
So it's going to be hard. I mean, it's great for Tampa Bay for the Bucs to win, but
I don't see it happening.
Alex Kappa's coming to town. So
the way that team's playing, the way Joe Burrow's playing, Jamar Chase, I just think they're so balanced on offense, you know, and he's playing at such a high level. Honestly, controversial topic. I think Joe Burrow is the second best quarterback in the NFL today. I say Patrick Mahomes is number one. I say Joe Burrow is number two. And then it gets a toss-up because I want to put Josh Allen there, but, you know, he's playing well this year.
Well, he's struggling.
But yeah, he struggled the last 2 months of the season, right. You know? And so, but I think those two guys are kind of a step. Patrick Mahomes in a league of his own, then I say Joe Burrow is the next guy because that's how well he's playing.
Well, let's talk about media guys doing their job and the two that are found dead in Qatar during the World
Coincidence?
Cup.
Coincidence?
I mean,
I don't think so.
Passed from a heart attack.
What? You don't think he was foul play?
The first guy that went,
the guy who like was wearing the gay pride flag and like was defiant and was detained.
It's a coincidence.
And now he just found dead at a computer.
What about the people who went and protested running across the field? There's plenty of people who wore rainbow stuff. There was a Russian somebody who went in there and sat the thing with a rainbow R band. It's just been going on. People have been protesting.
Right.
I don't think that they're going out of their way to go murder people that are doing those things.
I don't like that.
I don't like that narrative at all. I don't like people pass away and it's sad and it's really, really wrong.
It's just a weird coincidence. And coincidences happen.
Yeah. I just don't like that narrative that this person died because of.
Enjoy your free chicken, Randy.
Yeah, no.
Good luck.
What does free chicken got to do?
I don't know. They have a thing with the pride and the religion, and there was like chicken with hate, and there was like all kind of protests years ago.
I'll eat a chicken with hate. I'll eat a chicken with love.
There's the next media guy about to go down. Like, coincidentally, I'm getting a show next week, Randy.
I saw that stuff, and I'm not buying into it. I don't think they're killing people because you wore a shirt. Like,
it's a different world over there.
What is it, espionage? Like, they put something in your drink? Like, come on.
That's what the Russians did. The Russians, like, they poisoned the spy.
They have put on a great World Cup, it has been some of the best games I've watched ever in my life. And I've been a fan since I was like 6 years old.
Well, the country doesn't really have anything to do with that, though.
Yeah.
That the games have been awesome and competitive.
Yes, they do.
What?
Because they put the show on and they make sure it's a place where players are conducive to play. Like, these have been everything about this, everything I've heard about this has been nothing but good news. Things happen, right? Like, bad things happen all the time. I don't think that people passing away, we're going to blame on a country, no. I don't like that at all.
It's an, like I said, it's an awful coincidence.
It is.
And he was very outspoken.
And if France can hang on for, like, a next minute or four.
What about all the other people that are outspoken? What about all the media people that are outspoken? What about all the former players in the other countries? Like, so what, are they going to just murder everybody? I don't like that at all, no.
Okay.
But if France can hang on for the next 4 minutes.
It'll make it
extra time.
Soccer's blowing up.
Then there's going to be a monster matchup for the World Cup. It's going to be Argentina versus France. And finally, soccer will be on the map.
Yeah.
Have you heard of this sport?
I have heard of it.
Okay.
Who?
Wow, that was close.
Who will you like in the finals?
I mean, obviously, France is going to go. I don't think they're going to concede 2 goals in 3 minutes.
No. Who do I want to win?
No, not
who do you want to win. France plays Argentina most likely this weekend. Who do you like?
Argentina.
Do you?
I got an extra rest day.
I think Leo Messi's playing at an all-time high level. I think he's determined. I think the team is solely behind him.
Yeah.
You know?
For sure.
It's like...
they want him to win it.
Yeah.
For his legacy.
I'll compare it to Tom Brady's first year with the Bucks, and he had all that stuff going on, and you can tell everybody was solely bought into getting Thomas a Super Bowl, right? And this is kind of what I'll compare it to that, right? Or Michael Jordan's last year in the NBA Finals.
And if he doesn't win... He's Dan Marino of soccer.
Oh, I thought you were talking about when he was in
Boston. Yeah, if he doesn't win, he's the Dan Marino of soccer.
Don't disrespect him like that ever again.
Who, Dan Marino?
Don't disrespect Messi like that ever
again. I'll be nice to Dan.
Don't ever. But, like, you know, I think it's one of those situations where he's playing a really, really high level. He's been the best player of this whole tournament, and the team is solely dependent on they want him to win this. So I think they're going to pull it off.
Well, like
I said, it's going to be a great match, though. It's going to be an amazing match. I can't wait to see it.
I'm going
to
let Martin and Santiago know the party's at your house.
Yeah.
and they will be there. He'll bring his Super Bowl trophy that he has.
Yeah.
You know, we'll try to get the Stanley Cup. We'll get them all there. Did you see the Lightning game last night?
No.
Now, again, I don't know names, but Gorey, who went to Seattle, and my son was explaining this to me. Seattle's played here before, and they welcomed him. They cheered him. He got his, you know, the rings and all that stuff. And then when he came back last night, he was fighting everybody. You know, they're no longer friends. You know, now we're fighting.
I mean, that's kind of how it goes.
That's what it's supposed to be.
Yeah. Like, when are we between the lines, we're not really friends. Like, I told you, there's guys I played who I'm really, really close with. But in between those lines, I'm trying to get the best of you, and then I'm going to send in our group chat later. Whoever gets the better of each other, and, you know, that's how it goes.
Well, it might have been Drew when I did my 32 seconds of research. One of the two fighters, either Cody, who was supposed to be on, or Drew, married the sister to somebody he was fighting.
Huh.
It's kind of tough at Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah.
Can't help who you love. That happened in the NFL, actually. I don't know if you remember this. Jalen Ramsey and Golden Tate got into a fight on the field a couple years ago. Jalen Ramsey was dating Golden Tate's sister, and she got her pregnant. That's his baby mom. They ended up not working out, and Golden Tate had some problems with that. But Jalen was like, hey, we're friends. It just didn't work out. It happens in such a relationship. But he took offense to it and tried to fight him. And Jalen Ramsey ended up kind of kicking his butt. But, those things happen.
If you remember, John Lynch put his brother-in-law in the hospital.
I don't remember.
Yeah. You know, I think he played for Chicago. And obviously John played for Tampa. And things don't go well when John Lynch hits you.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah. And again, I wonder what John's wife thought at Thanksgiving dinner. You know, she put blood's still thicker than water.
This is true.
All right. So, I mean, we only got two more minutes.
Yeah, come off of the gifts there, Scrooge. Let's go. I'm cold. Freezing over here. I didn't wear long sleeves because I'm waiting for my gift.
Well, we do have a couple sweatshirts to give everybody.
That's what I'm waiting on.
We
cold have. Front's coming. I got to get on a boat.
You're not going to wear the hoodie down there.
Absolutely, I will.
You will not.
I will, absolutely.
All right. I want you to time stamp. 10 minutes? 15 minutes? How long do we want him to wear
it? Yeah, like 15 minutes.
Yeah,
on the boat?
Yeah.
I'll wear it on the boat.
You'll put it on, take a picture, and take it off.
No, I'll wear it on the
know
boat.
You.
My core body temperature is cold. Ice plunges changes your physiology. Kayla's sweating inside. I'm freezing right now. Look, I got goosebumps.
Have you done his cold plunge?
Not yet, but he will.
Not yet.
But January 1st.
I've done plenty of cold plunges.
No, not like this.
come on.
Well, you got to get in the plunge with him.
We're not both going to finish.
Well, he's getting another one. Yeah. He's getting divorced, and he's getting another ice bath.
I got to have something to separate in the divorce.
Yeah, so
I need assets, apparently. The lawyer called, and they're like, look, can you buy some stuff so we have something to give her?
I'll take the home gym and the ice bath. She gets
and the sauna.
Else.
Don't forget the sauna.
And the sauna. She gets everything else.
Gotta heat back up. What's your vehicle called?
Oh, she get nah. She
don't get the G-Net.
Nah, she don't get the G-Net or the
G-Net. He's trading it in tomorrow.
Nah.
Yeah?
No. I mean, I'm going to go do a test drive to get a gift card.
Okay.
Allegedly.
That's too funny. All right. Well, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I hope you guys enjoy your gifts.
Thanks for the gift.
I hope the boat gets there and gets back.
Yeah.
With you on it, I want to thank.
Not the Titanic. It's pretty safe.
I want to thank the Vinyl Records. The Vinyl Image from the records that we got. It's a cool website. Hit them up and make sure you put the in. A lot of times, even I did it. I just went to Vinyl Image. It's the Vinyl Image. If you don't see what you like, get a logo. Get what you like. All you have to do is send it to them. They will make you one of these vinyl records.
It's awesome.
It is definitely cool. So what time's the fish fry tomorrow?
I want to say 4 p.m. 5?
5. So we should be there at 3. That way there's still food there. Okay.
No. You should be there at like 6.
7, right. Yeah. I gotcha.
When the food is done.
All right. Next week, I think we're going to be in studio. So we'll head over there. That should be a lot of fun. And until then, have a good week. The last weekend of UFC this weekend, so catch it. And we'll be back on the air next week. This has been Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. See everybody next week.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.